You've had some issues with TB up here?
Yeah, last year.
Had you never had any problems before?
No. So it was about 12 months ago, we came in for the annual test and they found one IR. So that was retested 60 days later and the lump on that hadn't changed. So obviously she went as a reactor. So when they killed her, she came back, they deemed her TB free. So there was nothing anywhere. We then did another test because she had to have, at that time, they wanted you to have another test 60 days later. So we had a test 60 days later and the vet passed everything. And then on the Monday, DEFRA rang and graded one to a reactor and it had got to be shot on the farm as an emergency slaughter.
Why?
They said that the vet had read the TB test wrong, it was read on the wrong chart, and this animal needed to be shot there and then. And within...
Why couldn't it go to an abattoir?
Because they... Basically, they... I think they didn't trust... I don't know how you'd do it, but they didn't trust that I would leave the animal here. It was... There was a big trust thing. And my argument was the vet seemed... It was clear on the test. And then they said that they'd issued the wrong test chart. So it was, instead of being read on, you've got standard and severe, they said it was read wrong and she was a reactor and it needed to go.
Well, you hadn't actually had TB before that, according to them. You were clear, weren't you?
Completely clear. Completely.
And they wanted to just come and slaughter on the farm, you said?
I managed to get somebody to come and value the animal because I said she wasn't going anywhere until...
She was a pedigree cow.
She was a pedigree heifer, so she was 2 and a half and she had just calved, so obviously on their valuation chart there's nothing, there isn't a price for that, so they just told me that I'd have to basically suck it up and they pay me the commercial killing rate, to which...
And this was one of your special pedigree cattle?
Yeah.
As well as killing a young cow with a baby calf at foot?
That's it. When it was done, it wasn't a reactor. And to the vet, it wasn't a reactor.
And so what happened?
So I managed to get somebody to come and value it. And they were due to come here at 4 o'clock on the Tuesday. So this was on the Monday. They came at 4 o'clock on the Tuesday. And the slaughterman was here at 4:30 to kill it. I didn't get any time to even pledge an appeal, nothing. So they shot her. She had to be shot in the shed. They wouldn't let me take her out into a pen, which obviously at that time I got an old stock bull. He was obviously not very happy, as were all the other cattle. So we calmed him down, and the next day the duty vet rung up to say the animal was TB clear and she shouldn't have gone, which is sickening. Absolutely sickening.
So this is bureaucracy gone mad, isn't it?
Yeah. So at that point they then said, because she shouldn't have gone and she was TB free, they didn't know if they were inclined to pay the compensation. So it took just under 30 days for them to pay the money. Else at that point they'd had everything.
And wrongly?
Completely wrong. It doesn't matter how much you argue with them or...
But you've been treated badly as well, haven't you? I mean, and you know your stuff with working at the vets.
I just think they need shaking up completely. And I think it needs people running that sort of DEFRA that actually have had some connection to farming. You know, so it's not a statistic, as they said. The statistics show that they said this animal should have gone with TB. And it was all statistics and... forms. But yeah, so I don't know.
So how do you feel about it all now? With hindsight, you know, you've had time to get over it and you still leave you sickened.
Absolutely sickened. And I can see completely where some farmers come from who refuse a test. Like there's a couple in this area that have refused tests. And I think they've even taken them to court. And I can completely sympathise with them. Because I said on that day, I said I didn't want them coming back and testing. They either opened me up or they left me shut up. I was lucky enough that they did open me up straight away because at the end of the day they hadn't had TB.
Do you think some farmers comply out of fear, because
very much so.
If you argue with them, you're frightened of them sort of never leaving you alone, basically.
I think that, and what they say, straight away you get threatened with you lose your single farm payment. So to me, have it, take it. Just if that's what you can threaten us with, take it. Until they can do the job right. Then they say if they've taken the single farm payment, they'll take you to court and they'll fine you. Well, in a part of me, if there were some people that were strong enough and brave enough to do it, I would like to think that you could turn the tables so it was the other way round, so that you were taking them to court and not them taking
us. Yeah, because, I mean, if you were in another walk of life, how they've treated you, you would have been entitled to a huge amount of personal compensation, wouldn't it, really?
If it was the other way round,
yeah,
they'd have come down on you like an absolute ton of bricks.
So, have you got any other comments to say about TB at the moment?
I think there's a few things. I think one in particular, now they've changed the rules, they've put restrictions on if you get an IR and it retests clear at the next test, that it's restricted to the farm that it's on at the time. I think farmers should be allowed, if they choose so, to send that animal into slaughter. There's a lot of people that would send it into slaughter, first as last, and have done with it. They get
and
paid.
See what happens.
See what happens. If it comes back TB clear, then
you can start getting your life back.
Start getting it, and why keep an animal on its own, penned on its own, for 60 days, and then it probably ends up going that way anyway. You know, if it's restricted to the farm, I'm not being funny, but that's the way it's going.
It does seem a bit pointless, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think they're better being reactors than being IRs, and for your farm, and for your other livestock. I think they're better to go as a reactor.
It does seem a bit psychologically cruel keeping a herd animal on its own, especially when on your farm assurance,
yeah,
you're not supposed to keep a calf on its own.
That's it.
It's got to have friends.
That's it.
So it's quite hypocritical, isn't it?
In every way. There's quite a few things that they're hypocritical of.
Yeah. Working at the vets, you see the other side of it, don't you? You know, a lot of vets out busy TB testing all the time. What do you see on that side of it?
You see, a lot of people have got it into their head that it's just the farmer that it affects. We've seen vets in tears when they fail the herd. They don't like doing it, they don't want to do it. And for them, I think it needs to be a better system.
Well, they're quite stressed now because they're being monitored all the time, aren't they?
Yeah, so everything. So now they've got to make sure that everything's clipped, measured, jabbed before it goes out of the crush. And then obviously the same when you read it. And a lot of the time they find it hard when a lump comes up to know if it's actually, it could be a lump from the injection or a TB lump, and there isn't that much play in what you can do. So,
well, I heard recently of a farm putting like nearly 700 cows through a test in the day in dreadful conditions, and the vets were starved and freezing cold, and it's not an easy job, is it?
No. And you've got to remember, I don't think that's what, they didn't really go to university to do it, did they, either?
No.
So I can see, as the farmer's frustrated, I'm sure they're as much frustrated as
even that. Though it's a good paying number for them, isn't it?
I wouldn't say it is now.
Not now.
Not now. Probably before. I would imagine a lot of money has been made from it. Now you've got XL Farm Care that do it. I think there's not the money in it at all. I think the only people that are winning, really, are the government.
I suppose in the past you could say that if a practice had got a good slice of TB money coming in, perhaps they could afford to do their general work to the farmers, perhaps at a more cost-effective price.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
So you'd get a wider benefit that way. I mean, that's just a thought. What are your long-term aspirations, your ambitions?
I'd like to breed a bull or a heifer, a bull in particular, and take it up to Stirling, but obviously that's in a four-year area, so that gets complicated, so it probably won't happen, and see what happens. I'd like to breed a champion in a sale at some point. that's my next sort of goal.
So, but TB issues are a threat on that, aren't they, then?
Nobody wants to buy anything, do they, from a one-year area? So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah. But if you could trust the tests, you'd feel a little bit happier anyway, wouldn't you?
Definitely.
Because you'd know a bit more where you were. Hmm. Whereas all these false positives and things that they keep denying.
I think they should bring out a blood test or something. They can blood test for everything else, so they should be able to blood test for TB now.